The Invisibility Booster, page 234. Mr. Weasley glanced at his watch and then at his wife. Molly, dear.
No, Arthur.
No one would see. This little button here is an invisibility booster I installed. That'd get us up in the air. Then we fly above the clouds. We'd be there in 10 minutes, and no one would be any the wiser. I said, no, Arthur, not in broad daylight. They reached King's Cross at 11:15. Mr. Weasley dashed across the road to get trolleys for their trunks, and they all hurried into the station. Harry had caught the Hogwarts Express the previous year. The tricky bit was getting onto platform 9 3/4, which wasn't visible to the Muggle eye. What you had to do was walk through the solid barrier dividing platforms 9 and 10. It didn't hurt, but it had to be done carefully so that none of the Muggles noticed you vanishing. Percy first, said Mrs. Weasley, looking nervously at the clock overhead, which showed they had only 5 minutes to disappear casually through the barrier. Percy strode briskly forward and vanished. Mr. Weasley went next. Fred and George followed. I'll take Ginny, and you two come right after us, Mrs. Weasley told Harry and Ron, grabbing Ginny's hand and setting off. In the blink of an eye, they were gone. Let's go together. We've only got a minute, Ron said to Harry. Harry made sure that Hedwig's cage was safely wedged on top of his trunk and wheeled his trolley about to face the barrier. He felt perfectly confident. This wasn't nearly as uncomfortable as using flu powder. Both of them bent low over the handles of their trolleys and walked purposefully towards the barrier, gathering speed. A few feet away from it, they broke into a run and, crash! Both trolleys hit the barrier and bounced backwards. Ron's trunk fell off with a loud thump. Harry was knocked off his feet, and Hedwig's cage bounced onto the shiny floor, and she rolled away, shrieking indignantly. People all around them stared, and a guard nearby yelled, "What in blazes do you think you're doing?" "Lost control of the trolley," Harry gasped, clutching his ribs as he got up. Ron ran to pick up Hedwig, who was causing such a scene that there was a lot of muttering about cruelty to animals from the surrounding crowd. "Why can't we get through?" Harry hissed to Ron. "I don't know." Ron looked wildly around. A dozen curious people were still watching them. "We're going to miss the train," Ron whispered. "I don't understand why the gateway's sealed itself." Harry looked up at the giant clock with a sickening feeling in the pit of his stomach. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. He wheeled his trolley forward cautiously until it was right against the barrier and pushed with all his might. The metal remained solid. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. "It's gone," said Ron, sounding stunned. "The train's left. What if Mum and Dad can't get back through to us? Have you got any Muggle money?" Harry gave a hollow laugh. "The Dursleys haven't given me pocket money for about 6 years." Ron pressed his ear to the cold barrier. "Can't hear a thing," he said tensely. "What are we going to do? I don't know how long it'll take Mum and Dad to get back to us." They looked around. People were still watching them, mainly because of Hedwig's continuing screeches.